This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here on BCP Plus, ahead of the Royal Rumble, with someone you know very well. We are not worthy, a former WWE champion.
See, now, hold on now. See, I got to cut you off. Yes, I got to cut you off. I was trying to hold my skinny mic over here, but I got to cut you off. Thank you, and I appreciate that. You see how I'm holding it just like Bob used to back in the day.
Yeah.
But everyone wants to breeze through that accolade. And your former WWE champion, Kofi Kingston, and I. No, you don't want to breeze through it. Why are you trying to breeze through it? You take our time. You know what we do? Former
WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
They always try to rush the heavyweight too. They try heavyweight. No.
Heavyweight.
Every champion. Syllable. Yes. Every syllable.
I'm a drummer too. You think
Let's go, bro.
One of the most decorated tag team champions.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Kofi Kingston.
Thank you, sir. What an introduction.
Very well deserved. Kofi, so much to talk about. I don't want to bury the lead. I believe you have an Intercontinental Championship opportunity.
Wow.
Against Gunther coming
Gunther.
Up now. Like we said earlier, you have held a world championship.
Yes.
Gunther has not
held
the WWE championship.
That's right.
Your confidence level, strategy going into that one, sir?
Well, so to be honest, I'm not looking past the Rumble. You know, I'm very excited to have the opportunity, but I've been around here for long enough to know that if I were to look past the Royal Rumble, I would be a fool. And mama ain't raised no fool.
No, you know what I'm saying? No,
but Gunther has accomplished so much in such a short time that he's been on the roster. You think about all the Intercontinental Champions that have been champion, right? And
including you.
And myself, you know. But for him to be the longest reigning,
that's
like
crazy.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
That says a lot about his talent level, his skill, his prowess, his presence, you know. Definitely going to be a formidable opponent. But I got 30 formidable opponents to worry about. Well, I guess 29 unless I'm fighting myself. I'll fight myself every now and then.
And you
know, in the Royal Rumble, you know. So, yeah. So it's going to be we got to get through the Rumble first. We'll take Sunday to kind of like refocus and re-strategize and figure out what Monday is at that point in time.
Fair assessment. And Kofi, and I love eye on the prize always. I appreciate that. Not your first rodeo in the Rumble, as you said. Now, when you get out there, you've created so many Royal Rumble moments, not to be cliche. Obviously, first and foremost, don't get knocked out. But in the case that you do get knocked out, is that something where you take a walk around the arena before the event? Like, hey, what's my contingency plan? What am I going to do here? Is it spur of the moment, man? What goes through your mind?
Yeah, to be honest, I kind of treat it like any other day.
Yeah.
It's, you know, like I've had a lot of these Rumbles. I've been in a lot of them, and I know what's at stake. If you don't, like, know how important that match is, by the time you step in there, then you probably should get thrown right the hell out.
Yeah.
You know, I know what's, you know, what it would mean to win and to have a main event WrestleMania match for a title.
Yeah, you've had it.
Like, so, I don't take it lightly, you know what I mean? But I just kind of go in there and you try to win. That's really all you can do, you know? You can't really predict what's going to happen because you don't even know who's going to be in the ring with you at what time. So it makes it very, very difficult. And that's why there's only been, you know, there's been so few Royal Rumble winners, is because you have to go through 30, 40, sometimes 50 people to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's the odds are so slim. But you do whatever you can. You claw, scratch, kick, and you do whatever you can to stay in the ring as long as you can. And hopefully be the last one to win.
Before, we were at WrestleMania 35. Kofi made it. Don't mind me.
That was
one of the most feel-good moments I've ever seen live.
Oh, yeah.
Not even in wrestling, just in life. What was that lead up to Kofi Mania like? We were there for it. We were high-fiving strangers. We were all hugging each other.
Yeah.
That was such a cool moment. What was What was that like, having your kids in the ring with you like that? The build up to Kofi Mania, what was that like?
So it's funny because it was just brought to my attention because my math is not good. So this WrestleMania coming up will be 5 years since that's happened.
Wow.
So you think about like, okay, you know, you think about when you were in middle school. It's like, man, I'm going to be in middle school for 3 years, six, seven, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Then high school is going to be 4 years. That's a long time. College, 4 years is long. So then I'm on the roster, you know, 10 years. That's crazy. You know, 16 years as of last, you know, the 22nd. So to the fact that Kofi Mania was 5 years ago, that's a long time ago.
Yes.
But at the same time, it still feels like it was yesterday because it was such an influential moment, you know, and affected people on such a visceral and a real level. what we do is entertainment, but we have the ability to affect people in real emotional ways.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about for me, is being able to go out and inspire people to be the best versions of themselves. So I'm so just grateful that I was at the center of that Kofi Mania moment, because, and it's not cool when I say Kofi Mania. I hate when it comes out of my mouth. I like when you guys say, but when I say, I'm like,
Mania.
You know, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's it was an amazing moment because, you know, for myself, achieving my childhood dream, that's what I pictured myself doing, wrestling at WrestleMania in the main event, you know. For my kids, obviously, showing them and having them experience the greatest moment of my career and having them realize what all the sacrifice and the time away and the birthdays missed and the Halloween's missed and all those moments, this is what it was for.
Exactly.
My wife, the same thing, you know, like we did it. Without her watching the kids at home, holding down the house at home, this doesn't happen. I'm not able to come on the road and do this. My dad was in the crowd. So all the dreams, that was the first WrestleMania that he had been to. So it's like, all the dreams that I had coming home and telling him that I wanted to be a wrestler, like wrestling in the front yard with all the kids in the neighborhood, this is what it was for, you know? For all the people who looked like me, who were not used to seeing someone, you know, like that looked like themselves in that role, huge moment. Yes. Anything is possible. Look, I see it, it's possible, you know? And then on a grander scheme, like, for anybody who has struggled in some way, shape, or form, for me, I struggled for 11 years trying to get that match, to be considered for that match.
Yes.
And I could have at any given point in time, like, decided to quit, give up, do something else, but I chose to kind of keep on going and control what I can control and how hard I worked. And by some way, you know, it paid off.
Yeah.
Made myself, I was in the right place at the right time because I put myself there.
Yes.
I had a lot of help with Woods and E. Didn't even talk about them for all the stuff that we went through as the New Day.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, that was always the goal, you know? So that wasn't just me that won the title. It was all of us that won the title.
Yes.
And then I say all of us, like all of us.
Yes.
You know, as people,
like,
you know?
Honestly.
So very long-winded answer for you, but really emotional, you know?
Yeah.
And even to this day, it's still like, you know, it means a lot. It's a very, very special moment to be at the center of all of that, for sure.
Love it, Kofi. I want to be respectful for your time real quick.
We're
huge proponents of the independent talent in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Man, any advice you would have for some of these up-and-comers?
Oh, just to keep on going. And it's really, like, cliche to say that, but you know, you have days where you don't want to work out, where you don't want to go to practice. For me, when I started training, I was working a 9-to-5, and then I would drive an hour to go train for 3 hours. I did that 5 days a week. So you could imagine there were some days that, like, I didn't want to go from work to go to wrestle because I was so tired and fatigued, but I knew, like, this is what I wanted to do. So I pushed myself and I made myself go because I knew that, like, the ultimate goal was to get here and to do this and to have interviews and meet all these cool people and talk about Royal Rumble. And you know, 16 years later, here we are, you know? So just keep on pushing, you know, no matter what anybody says about you, no matter how much, how little you think they believe in you. It's all about how much you believe in yourself and how much you push yourself.
Exactly.
Can't beat that. Kofi, thank you for entertaining us. Thank you for all you do in the community. Appreciate
it. Hey, thank you, man.
Thank you, Kofi.
Appreciate y'all,
Kofi,
man.
Kofi Kingston, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Skinny Mike.
I'd like to welcome in our new sponsor for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling, BCW, ahead of their event at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Welcome to 2024, the new year, featuring Christina Marie, Brittany Blake, Vicious Vicky, Face, Jay Bougie, Anthony Gangone, Darius Carter, and a whole lot more Saturday, January 20th at the Mecca. Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCauley. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised.
please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/Mania Club. BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestling meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling returns to Brooklyn, New York on Saturday, January 6th, featuring former WWE superstars Mace and Mansoor. Also featuring Darius Carter, Joe Ocasio, Angel Metro, Vicious Vicky, TJ Marconi, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com. And don't forget to subscribe for some great matches over on the Warriors of Wrestling YouTube channel. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms. We also got to shout out our new sponsors, United States Department of Nerds, the USDN Podcast, a podcast presented by Dat Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. USDN Podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom podcast. USDN Podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learn, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being by the people, for the people, and of the people. Here at the USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we'll always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our links on social media for all our merch. This ad is USDN approved. The BCP is now sponsored by the international shining star, Ray Kalitri. Kalitri has honed his craft traveling and wrestling all over the world, including destinations such as Mexico, Peru, Puerto Rico, and even Egypt. The ISPW Tri-State Champion and Golden Ticket Holder is also one of the longest reigning ECPW Light Heavyweight Champions in history. Kalitri also holds an international championship that he won in Mexico. Always known for his appreciation of world culture, the Shiny Star is also known for his taste for high fashion, lavish lifestyle, and fast cars. However, he is most prominently known around the globe for his unparalleled in-ring acumen and skill set. Be sure to follow Ray Kalitri across the board on social media, at Kalitri Ray on Twitter, at PAP1Fresh on Instagram, and Ray Kalitri on Facebook. Guys, please welcome in our new pod sponsor for the show, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video and audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they're hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling, they cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. Guys, on a personal note, as always, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andrews, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Book GPW for a promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Once again, the BCP is sponsored by Pro Wrestling Magic. Pro Wrestling Magic presents Kingdom Come 8, 99 Red Balloons on Saturday, December 23rd at the Mecca, Ridgefield Park here in New Jersey. Get your tickets now or watch live on IWTV. Kingdom Come 8 features Darius Carter, Steve Pena, Steve Off, Kerr, Alex Ryman, Danny Moff, The Notorious Mimi, The Ruthless Lala, Vicious Vicky, Adina Steele, The Rep, Death Row, and a whole lot more. Tune in on IWTV. Guys, I want to give a special shout out and thanks to our new December podcast sponsor, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne. Welcome in our new December sponsors for the BCP DDE Daddy Daughter Entertainment. Thank you, Chucky Diesel and Chloe Rain, for sponsoring the show. Daddy Daughter Entertainment is all about family, and being a fan of professional wrestling is my favorite thing about this crazy business, and seeing Chucky and Chloe at shows. And DDE right now are putting out some amazing content and special attraction matches. Thank you, DDE. Guys, last but not least, I want to shout out our new December sponsor, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Steneford takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content for a great cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring.